Go behind the wheel and under the hood on everything automotive with high-speed stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Ben Bolin, hanging here with auto editor Scott Benjamin. Scott, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and say it. You're a great driver, man.
Thank you.
You're pretty good.
I appreciate that.
I saw you parallel park earlier today. And yeah, it's a little weird because for anyone who's seen the fabulous estate we work on, we have a very big parking lot and there's actually no parallel parking, but you just swung it through. And
yeah.
That was impressive.
I'm good that way. I was number one in my driver's ed course.
Number one in your driver's
number
ed
one,
course.
Number one, that's right. Never knocked over a single cone.
Well, it made me think, with that kind of precision, what is possible? And I found out there's this thing. I don't know if you've heard about these people, but I hope you have.
Mm-hmm.
Precision drivers. What's going on with that?
Oh, I have heard of precision drivers.
Oh, great.
Yeah, precision drivers are, you know, hired talent, I guess, that you know, comes onto the movie set, television set, whatever it would be, commercial, anything like that. They are, I guess, the people that are in charge of driving the vehicle and driving it accurately and doing exactly what the director, the producer, whoever is, you know, telling them what to do, making that vehicle do exactly what they want it to do.
So they're the guys then on the car commercials who are driving up over the mountain or pulling a hard turn through some cones when that fine print comes on at the bottom that says professional driver on a closed course, do not attempt?
That's exactly who that is. That's a precision driver. And you know, like most of the time, the work is a little bit dull probably. You know, they're doing things like what you see. I mean, it's exciting to some extent.
Sure.
But you know, if you're driving down a deserted road, you know, maybe out in the desert or something, you know, and they're going a little bit fast, but not really fast. You know, that still might be a precision driver, but most of the time they're just doing kind of garden variety driving around town and, you know, like you said, parallel parking, things like that. But there are chances for them to shine, you know, where they have a chance to really, really show what they've learned.
Now, what kind of tricks do these people actually know how to do?
Anything that you see on television, movies, you know, that's all precision driving, and that's what they learn at precision driving school.
There's a school for this.
There is a school for this. Yeah, that's how you learn. And it's very expensive to go to, I'm sure, but you know, you're well taught and you learn from the experts, the guys that have been in the industry for a long time, and they can tell you how to make that car do what you want it to do. You know, you or I, we may not know how to slide a car sideways into a parking spot in downtown, but they know how to do that. Or they know how to, you know, completely spin a car around 360 degrees and then take off in the opposite direction, or 180 degrees and take off in the opposite direction.
Wow.
You know, you may not think it's that hard, but it really is to get a car to do exactly what you want to do in the space that you're allowed.
Mm.
You know, even stopping a car exactly right where you want it to stop is difficult. I mean, exactly right where you want it to stop.
That's literally stop on a dime.
Well, they can do a number of tricks.
Yeah. Well, what's the difference then? Is there a difference between professional stunt drivers and precision drivers?
Well, as far as I can gather, and I've read a lot about this recently, you know, trying to get ready for this, but the difference is, I think, that it's just in what they do, really. Precision driver is really making a car do something like what we just talked about, you know, where you're sliding a vehicle in sideways into a parking spot. A stunt driver might be somebody who does something like, you know, flips a vehicle over or lets it, you know, or jumps a bus or a moving train or something like that. You know, that's the difference. And I think in a lot of cases, a precision driver will do stunts, but, you know, it has a lot to do with how much they're being paid to do that stunt
because
it's very dangerous. You know,
yeah.
it's not, you know, like you're driving through a city street or something. You're doing something really, really dangerous here.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure that there are stuntmen that are specifically for higher end, very difficult movie, you know, theatrical type stunts that you see, you know, with fire and, you know, the cars flipping several times.
Explosions.
Exactly. I think that to some point or to some extent, precision drivers will do some stunts.
Okay, so we could become precision drivers. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
If we go
to school?
If you go to school and you learn how to do it, you really could. I think that, you know, if you've got even just a modest ability, you know, you'd be able to handle a car, you should be able to be able to graduate.
Okay, so I'm
graduate.
Out. I'm out, but you could probably do this.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. I've always kind of enjoyed something like that. You know, I thought it'd be fun, but when I was a little kid, as a side note, when I was a little kid, I saw the Joey Chitwood Auto Thrill Show at the Indianapolis Fairgrounds.
What's that?
It's this really cool auto thrill show. I think at some point, I think it was called the Tournament of Thrills or something like that. This guy is he was a retired Indianapolis 500 racer. In fact, he was the first Indianapolis 500 racer to use a seatbelt during the race. This is like in the 1940s, 1950s. Mm-hmm. He raced, I think it's four or five times or maybe even more. But he had this auto thrill show where they would take these, well, at the time, you know, the vehicles of the day, so it's these cars from the 30s and 40s, mm-hmm. and they would jump them over buses or over other vehicles or from ramp to ramp, or they would drive them so that, you know, they're on two wheels for, you know, maybe a mile at a time, long distances, or they would have two vehicles that are on two wheels that are, you know, running parallel to each other and, you know,
that's crazy,
touching wheels and things. It was really, really cool. It was a great show. And they would do just spectacular crashes You couldn't believe that they would survive these things, and they'd, you know, hop out of the car and wave at the crowd and everybody go crazy. It was a great time. I don't think it's around anymore, but yeah. It was fantastic.
I'm sure the insurance alone
made a big impression on me. Yeah, and that to me, those guys were precision drivers. I mean, a lot of times it, you know, whatever they did involved smashing the car up, and they were stunt drivers.
Yeah.
But, you know, to some extent and some during some of those, you know, feats, I guess, they were precision drivers. I mean, because they were coming very close to people or very close to other vehicles at high rates of speed.
And let's make this, let's clarify just for anybody who's never been up close with a car from the 30s or 40s, but the majority of those things are huge.
Yeah, they were monsters.
They're boats,
big cars. And if you look online, you can do a search for this and look up, you know, auto thrill shows, and you'll see cars that, you know, like the old Model A's and Model A's and that type of car that look like, you know, a coach on wheels.
Yeah.
You'll see those cars 30 feet in the air, jumping over top of, you know, what was then a bus, which, you know, doesn't look like a bus now, but, you know, look like a museum piece now.
Scott, thank you so much for showing us this. I didn't know that precision drivers had such a long history. I had no idea that we could become them. And for our listeners out there, if you would like to learn more about becoming a precision driver, if you would like to learn more about racing, if you would like to learn more about anything to do with cars, please give us a look at howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.